Blog Talk Radio.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine.
Okay, welcome everybody back to Journey into the Light. We are here and we are live on Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. Don't you like that when they say we are live? You know, the person who started the live thing was Brett Musburger. He's basically a football announcer, you know, sports for many, many years. And he would always start, I always caught this. I've been a big, talk show radio host fan. And I guess why I'm doing what I'm doing now, one of the reasons. And he would always say, you know, you see the view of the football stadium from up top. And he would say, you're looking live at Norman, Oklahoma. And anyway, he's the one who started that. I kind of digressed. Sorry. We are live and we are with Sonic Nova, psychic medium, remote viewer, healer. She does so much, guys. There isn't anything that Sonic can't help you with. And you could go to her website, and all of her contact information is listed right here on the show page. And at her website, she actually, when you click on the help button to chat with someone, you're actually chatting with Sonic. So it's not like you're chatting with someone in Asia or Japan or, you know, the North Pole and you got Santa. No, you have Sonic, which is really great. So I love that feature. And there ain't nothing she can't help you with. So definitely go there. She'll be there after the show, I believe. So check it out. So on the show tonight, we're going to be taking your phone calls to speak to Sonic, okay? So free readings. All you got to do is call into the phone line. 347-884-8245 is the number, boys and girls. And there you go. Okay, so as you guys are doing that, I'm going to go ahead and bring on our guest here. And let's welcome Sonic Nova back to the show for 2017. Happy New Year, Sonic.
Happy New Year, Mike. How is everybody?
We're doing good.
Hopefully
how are
people
your...
are doing good. Yeah.
How was your holidays?
You know, part of it was great because I went to Hawaii for 10 days. But when I got back, like 10 days later, I got really sick with bronchitis. Like it hit me hard and I'm finally starting to get over it. So it's been an interesting, you know, all of Christmas, like after Christmas, New Year's, we spent it at home because I had, well, I usually don't go out anyways, but I had a really bad bronchitis that I'm finally like remedying. And maybe I could talk a little bit about that and how you can heal yourself with certain essential oils. And one of the key oils that I talk about is oregano oil, because that is an amazing antibiotic, antiviral, that if you get a really high quality oil, it will get rid of the coughing and it will get rid of the hacking and all that stuff. And that's basically what stopped me from getting even sicker. And I've heard that some people are having this bronchitis thing going on for like about 6 or 8 weeks.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Good to, you know, cut it at the nub. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting journey, to say the least.
I've funny you mentioned that about the bronchitis, because I've had mine kind of start up this week. I can feel it back in my lungs, and it's kind of holding at bay. It's not a full attack yet. I'm hoping, like you said, knock it off.
Well, hopefully you won't
get
it fully and that you can knock it off. Yeah, I hope so.
Right.
You know, but if you just remember to use oregano oil, Mike, instead of using antibiotics, because that is an antibiotic. And what I do is mine got into my lungs. So what I did is I actually used a Vicks vaporizer that's single use, that it actually is an inhaler. And it works better than the nebulizers. And so what I do is I heat up the water really hot, and then I put the oil, 2 drops of the oregano oil, and I breathe it into my lungs, and that's the only thing that got rid of the virus that was in my lungs. So that's an amazing, you know, way to clean yourself up,
wow,
so to speak. So,
yeah. So,
yeah.
So how do you do that then? So go over that one more time with the listeners, because I know a lot of people are sick with this. So you go
okay.
and get a single
vaporizer. So here's what you want to do.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You want to get, it's called, the vaporizer that I use is a Vicks vaporizer. So it's Vicks, single vaporizer. And it actually has like a, and I'll give the name, you know, I'll tell people exactly what it is here. Here it is. Vicks Personal Steam is what it's called. That's the actual name for it. So Vicks Personal Steam. And then the other thing that I'm using is an amazing essential oil that I found on Amazon, and it's ridiculously priced, $20. I couldn't believe it. For essential oregano oil that is made out of wild oregano. And this stuff is so potent. I have never felt, you know, something be so potent as this product is just mind-blowing. So you only need 1 or 2 drops. And then what I do is I do a mix. Before I do the oregano oil, I'll do a mix of peppermint, eucalyptus, and tea tree that I mix in a dropper bottle. 3 equal parts in a, like a 1 ounce or 2 ounce dropper bottle. And I put in about 6 to 7 drops of that in the Vicks personal steam inhalator is what it's called. Okay. And it's like $27. It's really cheap. And I put the water, I boil it. Then I put in these 3 different oils, and I breathe it in because that'll open your lungs, right? You want your lungs to be open because the oregano burns, by the way. It burns your throat, and it'll burn in your lungs, and you will cough your little heart out, but it will kill whatever is in your lungs. So I did that first. I did the other 3 oils, tea tree, peppermint, eucalyptus. Mix it in a dropper bottle, equal parts, and then you put 5 to 8 drops in the Vicks personal steam inhaler, and you inhale that till your lungs open up and your nose will clear too. It's amazing. And then I use it's called Up Nature, the best wild oregano oil, 4 ounces, and it's only $20 or $21 on Amazon for 4 ounces. And it's pure, natural, undiluted, unfiltered. For sure, this is like the primo stuff, okay? I bought a 2-ounce bottle of oregano oil on Vitacost, and it cost me $17. I'm getting twice the amount on Amazon, and it's only $20.99. So I'm definitely recommending this to everybody. This is an oil that you want to keep in your shelf as a medical oil because oregano is known to kill... It kills pretty much any virus, any bacteria, and it also is an antifungal, especially if it's really a good oil, and this one is. So all I did is put 2 drops of the oregano oil after I did the other 3 oils and inhaled them for a while and opened up my nose, my sinuses, and my lungs, and then I was able to take the oregano oil in. And I'm telling you, Mike, from constantly coughing, like right now I would have been coughing already on the show, it stopped me from coughing cold. It cleaned out my nasal passages. My sinuses stopped dripping. It's like all of a sudden all the symptoms started to go away. And I'm just getting better and better. And I probably have done this now 4 times since night before last is when I started. So I did it at night before I went to bed. I got up in the morning. Then I did it again before I went to bed. So I've done it about 4 or 5 times. And tonight I'll do it. I'll continue to do it till this is gone. But this is a natural remedy that you can use to get rid of your bronchitis. Or if you have a sore throat, or if you have a sinus infection, this will get rid of it. So,
okay, well,
just
great.
A little tip.
gosh, you know, if you ever get a chance to send me a few links after the show, Sonic,
sure.
I put that forward to
Mike.
On my Facebook page. I found the Vapor steam inhaler. The single one, like $10, is that
okay.
The one? The single
yeah,
one?
Yeah, actually, it's a Vicks personal steam inhaler, and it's anywhere from $10. You can find them for all kinds of prices.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you split.
So that's
okay,
the one.
Yeah.
And you see uh-huh. that you know, it has that face mask thing that you can put up to your nose and to your mouth to breathe
yeah.
in the steam.
Right.
And then it has a little lever at the bottom where you can – you know, turn it down so there's not that much steam, or open it all the way up so there's a lot of steam, so you can basically then manage it a little bit better. But that's the one that I suggest for people to get because it's amazing with the essential oils. And what happens is that the oils turn into what is called a terpene, which is actually it's the very fine part of the oil that actually turns into the medicinal part that goes into your lungs. And then it basically kills whatever, you know, whatever horrible thing is in your lungs that's causing, you know, it to continue to irritate the body. It stops that from happening, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah. See,
so
I'll send you
a document,
yeah.
Mike, that has
yeah.
all the ingredients, you know, so you can order it.
Okay, awesome.
And
awesome.
You can pass it on to people if they want to order it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will. Yeah, everybody's kind of getting
great.
This. My wife has it and a lot of listeners. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know.
Definitely. So.
I know. I had it too.
Yeah.
And so to cut it off and get it, you know, cut it at the pass, you know, this would be a really good thing for people to do so that they're not, you know, hacking their little hearts out like I did for 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
I'm
one,
sitting here.
One thing I want
yeah.
to say about it, though, Mike, is that a lot of people will take NyQuil, okay, to be able to sleep at night. And I know that was that's part of the challenge, right, because you're coughing all night. But I don't recommend it. And the reason why is because you're going to actually – you want to expectorate. Whatever's in your lungs are trying to get rid of, right? And that's a suppressant. And what happens is that it suppresses you. And, yeah, you fall asleep and you have a good night's sleep. But in the morning, your lungs are full of this, like, thick, yucky, you know, mucus that you're trying to get out. And then you have to buy that other stuff to get rid of it. So what I did is instead of letting that happen, I just went, the hell with it. I'm just going to expectorate. You know, I'm just going to let it come out of my body because it needs to. And then after the 10th day, I got really sick of it, and I was like, I finally need to do what I always tell people to do, which is this. I did it, and I got better super fast. So.
Oh, great, great. Well, thanks for sharing that with all of
yeah.
us. And
sure.
That's great. That's great.
Sure,
you know, we have a bank full of calls here, 15 people on hold for you.
All right.
You want to start bringing in some people?
You got it.
Sound good?
Let's
okay,
do it.
Great.
Yeah,
all right, so let's go first to area code 501, Arkansas. Can we get your first name?
All right.
Hi, it's Lamorla.
What is
Welcome,
it again?
Welcome, Lamorla. Lamorla.
Hi, Lamorla.
Oh, Lamorla. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, hi, Lamorla. How can I help you today?
Hi.
Only one question, please. Please, because
okay.
I have a ton of people I have to answer questions for. So what's your question?
I was
knew I was, I could read her mind, and I know she had a ton of questions. I was like, no, one question. That's right.
There she goes. She needs that inhaler. Get her that inhaler. All
right. Well,
yep.
Anything, any kind of recommendation for me? Do you, can you read or pick up anything if I'm open, or do you need a question?
You know, I could totally be, you know, I could totally do on the cuff kind of thing, and you know, you don't have to ask me a question. But if you have a specific question, you want me to, do you want me to do that instead and kind of see what's going on with you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Perfect. Let's do that. All right. So immediately what came to me is that there's a little bit of anxiety this year.
Okay.
There's a lot of up and coming changes for you, okay? And I'm not sure if it has to do with work or it has to do with a relationship, but I see there's a lot of, like, anxiety about what's going to happen. And what I want to share with you is that it would be much better and it would help you, like, relax if you just surrender to being in the moment instead of worrying about what is going to happen. You know what I mean? It's like if you just let go and surrender, and I'm not just saying like, you know, oh, okay, don't worry and just be free and, you know, be hippie. Like,
right.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying about these two items that you're concerned about, just to relax because they're going to work themselves out. And you don't have to do anything about it. It's just is like a bump on the road, and it feels like there's a lot of, like, tension and anxiety, and you don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just breathe through it and be in the moment, it's going to turn out, like, peachy for you. But if you start meddling with it, then it's going to turn into a mess. So that's what I want to share with you.
Thank
okay?
you so much. You hit it.
You're so welcome.
You.
All right. Well,
all
have
right.
a great day. And if you have any more questions, you're always welcome to come to my website and pay for a little session.
I get it. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
All right.
Sonic, how do folks reach you? What's the best ways?
The best way to reach me actually is on my website. You can either email me. I have a beautiful website at sonicnova.net. And where I have a little on the left, on the right-hand side of the website, I have a contact us or a schedule an appointment that's a violet color, and it says leave your message or book now. So for people that want to leave a message that way, or you can go to the chat. I have a chat right now. It says message us because I'm on the show, right? So I'm not going to get distracted. So you can actually get on there and message me, and I will respond to you both ways. So that's some of the best ways to get a hold of me. The other way is to email me. If you call me, the challenge with that is that if I'm busy with a client, I'm not going to answer the phone. But I'm going to let it go to voicemail, just like what's happening right now. I'm getting a phone call, and I'm just going to let it go to voicemail. So that would probably happen to you if you try to call me while I'm on the show or with a client. So the best way to do it is either email me or send me a request via the website, through the chat, or through the contact us. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, very good. Yes, if you're calling in to speak to Sonic on the radio show, you need to call the radio number, 347-884-8245. The other phone number you're seeing on the show page, that to contact Sonic directly for a private session. So, okay, sometimes people get confused
right
with that. Let's go next to Connecticut and Amy. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Amy. Good, how are you?
Good, I'm doing well.
Great. So how can I help you today?
Question. I'm interested in a person.
Great.
We were supposed to meet today, and it's just been in limbo. And I'm just wondering if you see this working out, or I don't know what to do. It just seems like it's legit why he couldn't meet today. But I really need to follow
exactly
through, and yeah.
Yeah, I think you already, you know, we're always, aren't we all so intuitive, but we, like, negate that because we're really hoping that it's something else. I mean, I got to say that to all you guys because we all have our intuition, right? And what you said is right on the money. You already know that the guy's not really legit. If he was legit, he would have met with you and he wouldn't have made any excuses or would have not, you know, bailed on you. So I hate to say it, but I know you really like this guy, you know.
Yeah.
And that you guys had kind of some communications going on. But I got to be honest with you. It's like I want the best for you because you are, you know, on the show. And for these few moments, you are my client. And I don't feel like he's an honest guy that, you know, you would have a great experience with, that you would have a good, you know, solid relationship with because he does this a lot.
Okay, can I ask
a lot,
you?
And it's better that he bails. Sure.
Yeah, I know. And I'm definitely open to hear your words and definitely open. So I'm just wondering, it's been so long. So do you see something happening this year? I just want the right person.
You mean for you with somebody else or you
yeah
with this guy?
With somebody else. I mean,
most definitely, and I can't continue answering. I can only do one question at a time. I hate to do this to you. But if you want, you know, what would be best for you to do, Amy, is
yeah
why don't you book a 15-minute session with me? I'm only $2 a minute, and I'll get answered, you know, after the show, and we can go into future potentials and who I see coming into your life and how you're going to meet him or several of them. But that's something that I need to do kind of like off the show. I don't have
okay
the time to do it here. And I
no
would love
no
to do that for you if you're open to that, because I do
okay
see a lot of potentials coming your way this year. A lot of new people that are going to be more in resonance with you, if you know what I mean. Like, they're going to be more of what you're like, a like-minded individual, as opposed to somebody like this guy.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Cool.
And I will be open to, I'm not going to ask this question again. I just, yeah, I'm glad I asked, and it's done.
I'm glad
it's
you
deal,
asked, too.
The deal. So.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
You're
okay
very welcome.
Bye.
Okay, and let me take a 60-second break here, make a quick announcement here, and let Sonic get a drink of water there. Just want to let folks know, if you're calling in to speak to Sonic here on the radio show, make sure you press that 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. We got a lot of calls, and Some are pressed to one, some have not, so a lot of people don't know that. Press to one on the phone. Secondly, like I've been mentioning here in this new year of 2017, we are doing something new to support our mission, not just the homeless project that we're doing here in Oklahoma City, but also a help fund that we're doing here at Journey into the Light, so that when people come to the show and this year and need help, maybe they need help with their electric bill or something like that, and I've always wanted to help them. We haven't had the means. Of course, we helped Melvin last year of $1,400 in 10 days so he wouldn't be homeless. But we can do that on a bigger scale than just one person. So what we're doing for people that can do this is not required, okay? But we're doing Journey into the Light memberships. So with a membership per month of just $29, that will get you on any show. And we know we do 4 to 6 hours a day of shows. Get you into any show as far as the next caller. Like this show, we got 15 callers. You'd be the next caller. So you would get in any show. So any donation you would be appreciated, and it goes for a great cause. And this is my mission. This is what I have prayed about all last year. And through meditation and everything on my break that I had, this is what I got from Spirit, and I've always wanted to help not just the people on the show, but the homeless and people that need help like Melvin did and so many others. So you can go, even right now, the link is on the show page. Go to the GoFundMe link, and you can make a donation that your heart says, and I will see that, and then you will have a monthly membership here on Journey into the Light. And I do thank you for listening to me. And now back to Sonic here and the next call here for Cindy in Florida. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Cindy. Good,
hi,
thank
Sonic.
You. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey! Good.
By the
you're
way,
back.
I have used oil of oregano for years and years,
uh-huh.
And Sonic is right. That stuff is amazing.
Uh-huh.
I carried it in my emergency kit
it
when
is.
I traveled, and I would be at races, horse races, and have people come up sick, and they'd come. Somebody would send them to me and get my bottle of oil of oregano, and they'd come back and tell me the next day the fever broke, they were better.
Aw, that's
yeah, it's
great.
Amazing.
That stuff is amazing.
So,
it what's
is,
new,
really
Cindy?
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
hi.
To you. I haven't got to talk to you in a while.
This I know.
Weekend I have coming up on Saturday, my ex, Kristen,
uh-huh.
Is supposed to come get the rest of his belongings. It was mutually
okay.
agreed between us through our attorneys. And he keeps putting
okay.
it off. It was supposed to be right after the first year. Now he's put it off to the 14th. Now he's trying to say he's going to need 2 days, 14th and 15th, to get all the stuff. And I keep repeatedly telling my attorney, no, all of his stuff
uh-huh.
is packed. All of it's in the shed. It'll take 1 to 2 hours for him and one other person,
right.
if he brings help, to put it in the truck and drive away. They do not need to come in the house. He's trying to
right.
come up with an excuse to come inside. A bottle stuffed in the back of my refrigerator the other night,
uh-huh.
when I pulled it out,
uh-huh.
it just, something wasn't looking right and on the coils, and I pulled it out, and it was stuffed in the coils in the back of the refrigerator. And I believe it was black magic. I believe it was Santeria, satanic stuff he had put in there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
And I did see
okay.
that for you. I remember when
yes.
we did the reading, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, she did. That's
so,
why I was.
Do you want to know what to do with that bottle, or
I got
what?
Rid of it.
One
I,
question
I put
can
it
I
in
ask?
A bag of salt. I crushed it. I got rid of that. But I want to know what's going to happen this
great.
Weekend. My attorney's not cooperating. She, I'm wondering what side, whose team she's on. Actually, I mean, she's constantly cutting
exactly.
deals with his attorney. She's not looking out for my best interest.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
You know, he's already violated the injunction. I. Spent almost two weeks waiting on her to respond to my email about that and how to proceed with that. She just doesn't want to deal with it because
She's not responding, right, is what I see.
So she
and she's doing that purposely, unfortunately.
Yes, I
see okay.
that.
And what did
so
she
what
say to you
this
morning?
She emailed me back this morning because I sent a fourth email this morning. That was finally the fourth email, and I think she was afraid I was going to drive down there. Because I said, I don't know if you're in the office, if you
yep.
received my other phone calls, do you need my other emails to me, do you need me to resend them? But she was ignoring
mm-hmm.
them. So she finally responded, but she's still you know, not giving me any specifics about a time for this weekend. I had already made it very clear in my emails to her that he said he was going to put it off to this weekend because he would have a bunch of friends to bring
mm-hmm.
with him to help him. I'm like, no, that was not part
mm-hmm.
of the deal. I have a restraining order against him. The deal was he could come get his belongings.
That's right.
It did not say he could bring a bunch of his drug addict alcoholic friends with him and have a party out here.
That's right.
And he's
That's
supposed
right.
to have law enforcement come
so
out here with him. So
here's what I recommend that you do. Okay, Cindy, because I do have other people I have to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I mean, I don't mean to
it's
cut
okay.
you off, but I'm going to
yeah.
have to.
Yeah,
here's
right.
what we need to do. You need to actually contact the sheriff's department and ask them to show up on the day that he's going
to
be there and let
well,
them know you have a restraining order, but you do.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that?
That was part of the agreement. He has to contact them and schedule them for them to come out and be present while he gets his things.
He's not going to do that. So you need
okay.
to do that. You need to be proactive, okay? And you need to contact the sheriff's department and call him and find out if he has contacted them, and you're going to find out that he's not, and he's not going
okay.
to. And you're going to ask, and you're going to have to tell them, I have a restraining order on him. He can only come with one other person to pick up his stuff. That's what I agreed to, and I need you guys to be here while he does that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you need to do is set it up with the sheriff so that you can call them when he comes over, like when you see his truck pulling up, that you call them so that they can show up. Or you have to send you have to go meet with your attorney, actually, and tell her to tell you exactly what time he's going to show and that he can only show up with one or two other people to help him pack it up. Okay? And you
yeah,
let you let your attorney know that.
I've sent her that in writing already a couple
You're
times.
You're
going to
have
to
do that in person.
To his attorney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to show up at her office and put this on the line with her because she's being really lackadaisical about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to have her get on the phone with this other attorney and arrange everything while you're there. But you're going to have to do this in person. I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to do it over the phone or over email.
Okay. Because the original arrangement
okay.
was made while we were
That's
standing
your
at the courthouse. It was supposed to be
I understand,
resolved.
But this is the solution that you need. Like, I've guided you throughout this whole thing
right.
all along. I'm telling you this is what you need to do, okay? You
okay.
need to show up with her. You need to have her call his attorney and make sure to know exactly when they're going to get there because now you have a time and you can tell the sheriff to show up at that time, okay?
Okay.
And if he doesn't show up at that time, he's violated the restraining order and you can call the cops on him and they'll come pick him up. Oops. That's what I'm trying to set up for you, you see? So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to set up the proper law procedure. So if he doesn't follow the procedure and he doesn't show up on time and the sheriff was there and the sheriff left and all of a sudden he shows up with his buddies, you just call the police department or you call the sheriff or whoever and you tell him you have a restraining order on him. He didn't show up in time and you need to have him, you know, put away in jail.
Okay.
Okay? That's what you need to do.
Okay.
Now,
but you see
hopefully
that he
he'll show up in
out.
Time.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
He is
going to
come out
this
weekend. Yeah, but he's just
going to
be
putting it off again.
He is going to show this weekend, but he's going to do it in his own time. And he's not going to do it at the appointed time.
Okay.
And he needs to learn his lesson. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. Yeah,
all right.
So
I hate to do this to you, but I
got to
get another call.
Nope, that's okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
You're very right about the other. I'm glad I finally found it where he had it stashed.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
All right. You take
All
care.
Right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for your
All
call
right.
there. Let's go next year for Sonic Nova to Atlanta, Georgia, and Teresa. We're so glad that Teresa is here today.
Hey, Sonic.
Hi,
hi
Teresa. Hey.
You have great energy, by the way. So positive.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, is Sonic your real name? Or? Wow.
No.
I love
that's not my real. That's my stage name. My real name is Sonia. So you can.
Sonia.
People have a hard time saying Sonia, so Sonic is a little easier.
I love it.
So whatever you prefer. Thank you.
I love it. I had a very awakening October. I had a near-death experience. I had an MRI that went terribly bad. I had a severe allergic reaction. And the amazing part was a naturopath named Brian DeHiller. I was in the emergency room, and you know how you play on Facebook to kill off time, and he had reached out and said, are you okay? So I had my first experience of a long distance healing, which was very trippy.
Wow.
And
amazing.
You know, yeah, when the doctors did their, because I was told, stop what you're doing, go immediately to the emergency room, you're in danger of perforating a bowel. The doctors were obviously just blown away because they couldn't, they're like, we can't explain this. We don't know why. And, you know, you want to say, oh, I've had a miracle. I've had an energy healing, but you don't want to wind up on the psych ward. So
of course. And you don't want to say that to them because, oh my God, you know, you will end up on the psych ward because that's what they do. But go ahead.
Yeah. So if they can't put it in a scientific formula, then it's very difficult for some people to really understand and appreciate that there's so much that we don't know as humans, and we're
absolutely
just little babies, really. I suppose my call this evening is, you know, I'm trying to keep positive, and I have been terribly, terribly sick, but things are improving. And I've written a short story about this because it's such a thing of, you know, and I really...
You mean a near-death experience? Is that what you're talking about, Teresa?
You know, like when I was experiencing fluid being filled up in my lungs and feeling like I was being shredded apart, and when you feel your...
Okay.
You know, your rectum and your anus being pulled inside your body, and you have this this thought comes to you saying, if you keep laying in this machine, you will die. They will pull you out and have your dead body. Well, I responded to that. I freaked out because I was not being attended to, and everyone, they had no safety protocol. So, you know, my concern is, you know, is things going to get back to normal, or, you know, is this the new not normal normal for me? I suppose, you know.
So your question is this going to be the way it's going to be for you from now on?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've had two near-death experiences. So I can totally relate to your experience, and you can't go back. Sorry. Once you take the red pill, that's it. So my answer to that is that this is an awakening moment for you, like a soul awakening moment where you're going to start connecting to your soul and realizing that there's not just this physical body, that there's much more here than that, you know, which kind of sometimes freaks people out, but I've got to say that to you, that that's what I see, is that this is like you are in the process of really waking up from what I call the matrix, from this made-up world, or what they call, the Hindus call it Maya, the illusion, and really like start to do what you're doing, writing the book, soul-seeking. In terms of your physical situation, you can either go to the naturopath that's been helping you, that's been doing remote healings, and continue to improve your health, because I do see that, or you can come to me or somebody that's a medical intuitive that has success changing the molecular structure of a person's body. Now that you've had this near-death experience, I really feel like you are much more open and much more able to receive this energy.
Yes.
But this healing energy and have it transform you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You know, as opposed to the medical route, which is basically cut, burn, or poison.
Yes.
Because all they are is glorified. They're glorified drug pimps. Okay, I will say in public, I'm not ashamed to do that because they killed me twice, so I can say that. And they also are glorified butchers, okay?
Yeah.
And there's very few doctors. There are some medical doctors that are trained, and I'll tell you, I can put them on the palm of my hand, and they've left the U.S., okay? They're no longer here in the United States because the American Medical Association has banned them from being here. Which is kind of sad because they are actually healing people. So.
And, you know, the medical industry is now run by Big Pharma, pharmaceutical. And
it's always been run by Big Pharma, okay?
Yes.
The FDA is run by the Rockefeller Foundation. That's who funded it. So for people to think that the FDA or any of these ABC agencies are here for our benefit, they're not. They're private agencies that are for profit. They're here to do commerce, which means make money. They're not here to protect us. And the sooner people are aware of that and wake up to that fact, the sooner we can change things.
And I feel and see people being less sheeple and being more awake or awakening.
Yes.
Or at least I hope.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And your website is beautiful, by the way. And I
thank
look forward
you.
To
thank
talking
you.
To you in the future. Thank you. Thank you.
I
Michael.
Would hope so too. I hope we
I'm sorry.
Bless you.
And bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
All
bye.
Right. Take care, Teresa.
You too, Michael.
Send you
thank you for your show.
Send
bye.
You many prayers. Okay.
Aww.
All righty. She's very sweetheart. She does a lot of good for a lot of people and gone through a hard time.
She's beautiful. She's
yeah.
a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's bring in Laura from New Jersey.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How
are you? I'm good.
Good.
So,
how can I help
work.
You today? What's your question?
I'm looking for work, and I've had a few phone interviews.
Okay.
I had one today.
Okay.
And not so sure. I did good on that phone interview today, though. But there's one that I'm really hoping I did well on. I've had two phone interviews for a permanent position with this company, and I'm really hoping that
mm-hmm.
I get a call back, and then I get the job. But
mm-hmm.
There's a contract opportunity too that might come through. I don't know. What are you picking up?
Okay, so there's the interview that you went to today, right? And then the second thing is that you're also – what's that?
It was a phone interview.
Yeah, the phone interview, right. And then you also have a contracting option, right? Okay. I just want to get it clear so that we know where we're standing. Go ahead.
Okay, but there's also another job that I'm interested in. It's a permanent job. That job I had two separate phone interviews for, and I'm hoping that they'll call me in for an in-person interview. I'm hoping,
right.
But I don't know.
Okay. I do see the one that they've actually called you twice to interview. They are going to contact you for a live interview. Okay?
Oh, okay. Good.
That's what I can tell you is that's what I see. That's up and coming. And I think that's going to be the one that's going to give you the most options. In other words, that's the one that you are going to end up. Yes, I do.
Thank you, God. thank you, Sonic.
Just take a deep breath, relax, and trust in your abilities to manifest, seriously, because that's what's blocking you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Sonic. I'm going to work on that because I really need this job. Thank
Please
you.
Work on that. Work on doing affirmations, proclamations. I already have this job. It's already mine. I did that for somebody else that lives in New Jersey that's also came from this show, and she already has the job with that company, and she went through this whole long month process, and now she works for them full time. Okay, and I see the same outcome for you, but you also are part of that outcome, and you need to make that happen with your thoughts and your beliefs and your knowing
okay.
that you're right for that job. Okay?
Yeah.
That's very important.
Thanks, Sonic.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
I thought the two interviews went well. I did think they went well. So thank you very
they
much.
Did.
And appreciate
they did.
It. Thank you. Thanks,
you got
Michael.
It.
Thank you, Sonic.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy New Year. All right.
All righty.
See you later.
That's...
Right.
You're a lot of fun, Sonic. I do like your first name, too.
Thanks. Why is that, Mike?
Well, it's, it reminds me
that?
Of... reminds me, you know, Sonic restaurants and all that, drive-thrus. Do you have those
yeah.
where you
oh,
live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a bunch of around
yeah,
here,
we
too,
do.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic Burgers, right? Yeah,
right,
I'm
right.
familiar
drive
with that.
Through,
yeah, oh,
yeah, yeah. And when you first came here, you
oh,
told me
funny.
That you said you could, I could either call you Sonic or Sonia. And I said, oh, let's go with Sonic. That's original. That'll really stand out. So many people have told me that.
Yeah.
They're like, I really love her name, Sonic. That's really cool. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, like
well, that was the name I had on a psychic website called Aranum. You know, that was my stage name. So I thought, oh, what the hell? I'll just keep it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah. Okay. Let's go to area code 678. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name? Where you're calling from?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. What's your question?
Let me start off with a little story. My aunt passed away about a year ago, and there's a lady
okay.
that's living in her house that used to be her home health aide, and she kind of refuses to get out of her home, and we're evicting her at the time. My lawyer is going to court tomorrow because we're in this long, prolonged eviction, and
oh
I just kind of wanted to know what the outcome will be tomorrow, if you can give me some insight, because I'm kind of getting discouraged.
Okay. So this is what I'm seeing, is that she's claiming that she has some document from your aunt, you know, that said it was okay, she could live there after she, you know, your aunt died, blah, blah, blah,
yes.
you know,
we
and that's why this
has
taken
document.
So long, right?
Yes.
You have
seen
the document?
Yeah,
and you didn't tell me anything about it.
Right.
It's just a paper, right. It's nothing that was filed in court or anything
no.
like that, and it's not going to
no.
hold any water.
No, because it's not part
because
of the will, and I'm in the executor.
Exactly.
So.
That's, you just said it. You just said the magic word. It is not part of her will. She didn't include it, okay? She, in a way, this home health care person forced your aunt to do that because she was very sick and not in the right frame of mind, okay? So this was all manipulated, and they are going to be able to evict her. You are going to finally get to evict her and get her out of there, and you'll be able to take possession of the property. Well, when you go, here's the challenge with your attorney, okay? He is actually the one that's the problem because he's prolonging this because you're paying him. How nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The word attorney means to turn over, to turn your property over to the court. That's really the word, what it means, okay? And most people don't realize that, and they think, oh, my attorney. No, this attorney is working for the court. He's not working for your benefit, even though you're paying him. That's the problem. And you either have to find another attorney or file a claim at the court, okay, to get your property back and to kick her out. But this attorney is not doing you any favors, and that's why he's taking so long, because he keeps mooching off of you, you know, that $200 or $300 or $400. So who you have to have it out with is either with your attorney or fire him and get a new attorney, because this guy is not doing you any favors. That's what I see.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All
That's
right, thank
what's
you very
delaying
much.
Everything is really he's at the fault of it. So the
he's
sooner
not,
you get rid of
being,
him, the sooner you're going to resolve
this. He's not being a
go-getter
and getting this done. Yeah.
Not at all. No. It's not to his benefit. This is what you got to understand is that he makes all kinds of excuses to you. Just like I saw that document and you didn't tell me about it, I'm seeing what he's doing, okay, because I'm a remote viewer. And I'm telling you, this guy is looking at every excuse under the sun and coming back to you and going, well, now we have to do this and now we have to file that. And now you owe me $300, now you owe me $600, now you owe me – that's what he does, okay? This guy is not a good attorney. He's not working for your benefit. And what you need to do is you need to go find yourself somebody and talk to other people, okay, that have gone through this process in your town. There's another attorney that's really good that works for the people, not for his own pocket, okay? And he'll get you resolved. He'll get you resolved really quick. And you can actually then file a lawsuit against this attorney for malpractice.
Okay. All righty.
I know you don't want to get into that, and it's a big hassle, but what would be best is to get this other attorney to work on your case and resolve it. Within a matter of 2 weeks, it'll be resolved and done with.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That
All
would
right,
be
thank
my
you
suggestion.
Very much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Patricia.
All right.
Have
bye-bye.
A nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And Sonic, again, how do folks reach you the best?
The best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, which is sonicnova.net. And there, like I said, there's two places you can contact me on my webpage. The Contact Us button that's on there, where you can either contact me or book an appointment. Most people will, like, leave a message there. It's very easy to do. I just opened it. And you can write your message, and you need to leave your email and your contact information so I can get a hold of you. And I just email you back is all I do, unless you ask me to call you. And then the other option is to do it on the message us format that I have here on the chat that Mike talked about. And I'm the only one that actually responds to everybody's information, like when people are chatting with me, I'm the one talking to them. So if I'm not there, you can actually type a message. I will get it via email, and then I will contact you either via email, or if you get back on the chat, we'll be able to chat. It's pretty simple. There it is.
Okay, very good. And all the links are here on the show page. All right, Sonic, you take care, and great show.
Thank
as
you,
always,
and I just wanted to say one thing, Mike, before we end the show real quick.
Sure.
I love what you're doing. That's a fabulous idea. And if you ever need to do a crowdfunding thing, let me know, because I have a person that does that for a living, and I'll put you guys in touch with each other, okay?
Oh, great. Yeah, definitely. That would really help.
So it's another option.
So,
you know, it's another way to get this to totally take off, and so that you could help a lot of people, because I want to support you in doing that. And thanks for doing that for people that are homeless or people that are going homeless, you know, and giving them hope. This is amazing, Mike. I really take my hat off to you for doing that.
I love doing it. Love doing it. So, yeah, I'll be in touch. I do appreciate that. So, okay. You have a great evening.
You got it,
Mike. All right. Take care. All right.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. That's Sonic Nova. What a sweetheart. Okay. And again, what she was talking about is our GoFundMe, Journey into the Light. It's all about helping others. And we have, we're putting that out there on each show. You can donate whatever you want. You could also donate $29 for a month and get a Journey in Light membership. What that does for you is any show, you can let me know you got the membership and your next caller. So like today, each show has had about 15 to 20 people in the queue, in the switchboard waiting. You could be the next one up. I am thankful for a couple people who donated today. I don't know their names because they donated anonymously, and I want to thank you. I really do. Heart goes out to you guys. You have no idea. You have no idea. And what this is about helping the homeless people here in Oklahoma City, but also having a fund here at Journey into the Light. So during the year when people need help financially, we can help some people that maybe they're going to get their electricity shut off, maybe their water, or maybe they're going to be evicted. Call me crazy, okay? But we all can dig deeper and give a little bit more, as Michelle White Dove used to say on this show. Because this is more, people think Journey in the Light is about readings only. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. What the show's about is helping people in any way we can do it. And I've got a couple of minutes only. During one of the previous shows in the screening room, I got chastised for helping Melvin, who came here, who was going to be homeless, and not helping other people. I got literally yelled at. Unbelievable. I cannot believe it. I told that person, because I will, as I said in the last hour, I will not be pushed over. I'm sorry. I'm a nice person. I have a really big heart, but I won't be pushed over. Just won't. And I told this person, please do not call back here again. You call any show you want, but if you tell, I have given a lot on this show. And me and my wife has lupus. She's not doing well at all. And my work just puts a roof over our heads. And I'm happy with that, because what the show does. But please don't come here and tell me that I have to help this person and that person and that person. Otherwise, I can't help this one person. Tell it to someone else. It ain't going to fly here. I am extremely nice to people. So please don't be rude to me, because I will show you the door. And the person who said this, you know who you are, and I wish you the best somewhere else. Thank you. It's never easy helping someone. It's never easy doing the right thing. But I will do that until my last breath. That's who I am. That's my mission. That's my legacy. If you want to join me, you know how to do it. The link is right there, right here on this page. It's that easy. I'll do the legwork. I'll go to the streets. I'll go help the people. Okay, we have another show after this coming up, so please hang up, call back in, and we'll be back.